Blackstone Audio presents Meg, Hell's Aquarium by Steve Alton. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. To my father, Lawrence Alton, for always rescuing me when I need it. Thanks, Dad. Prologue. Philippine Sea, Pacific Ocean. Encompassing 60 million square miles, the Pacific Ocean is the largest and oldest body of water on our planet. And with an average depth of 14,000 feet, it is also the deepest, possessing some of the most biologically diverse creatures ever to inhabit the Earth. The Pacific is all that remains of the Panthalassa, an ancient ocean that was once so vast it covered everything on our planet but the supercontinent of Pangaea. Life first began in these waters 3.5 billion years ago as a single-celled organism and remained that way with very little change over the next 3 billion years. And then, 540 million years ago, life suddenly took off. From multicellular organisms sprang trilobites and corals, jellyfish and mollusks, sea scorpions and squids. Amid this Cambrian explosion arose one other creature, a unique animal, tiny in size, that possessed a backbone, which separated its brain and nervous system from the rest of its organs. The age of fish, the Devonian era, had arrived. The first of these vertebrates were filter feeders, possessing no jaws in which to seize prey. Because their internal skeletons were composed of cartilage, many species grew a thick, armor-like, bony shield that covered their heads as a means of protection. Others developed senses that allowed them to see, taste, smell, hear, and feel within their watery environment. And then, some 80 million years after the first fish appeared, a revolutionary